This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
It's like I didn't even, wow, that's
hold on,
so
I want to watch it. I want to watch it. I hope we're rolling.
Alone.
Alex,
I just started.
Oh, that's too bad. Just
yeah.
Look at what she's doing.
Yeah.
Can't hear the.
What the hell are you doing?
What do you mean, right? Now? Oh.
Nothing. I'm just.
The.
Yeah.
I'm that's, sending it over.
Your all time classic.
That should be the clip of the day.
Like you guys, like I'm literally staring at you, and I just.
Yeah. You're
like
just,
that's how automatic I saw. I was like, oh, just turn 9. Get my credit.
You know.
Stupid.
If we ever share, you know how you can share like your. Whatever's
yeah.
your exercise stuff. I'm gonna know you're cheating.
Yeah, we know you're a
now
cheater.
We know you're a cheater.
Well,
but that's a solid.
Mean,
that's solid. You know,
the
you
reason I do that is obviously I'll get up in the 9 and move. But I swear, like I'll get up and do a bunch of stuff and then look down and I'm like, how did I not get credit for that hour? Like I was up, I was moving. So that's why if I know it strikes, I just do it because I never not sitting for a solid hour. Like that's silly. So, anyways, that's why I do it.
I sit for a solid hour. I said for 4 solid hours.
I'm like too anxious of a person. I get up like 10 times an hour. It's annoying, actually.
Well, I'm looking at your coffee cup and thinking, yeah, I would get up if I needed more coffee, you know, or if I had to pee or something.
The essentials, really.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Yeah, just the important stuff.
I suppose you do get up from time to time. Something happens or you want a snack or something.
Eat or drink.
Sure. You know, the things that sustain your life. Right, P. Exactly. Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Wednesday, Hope Day, February 1st, 2023. Sarah, Vinny, Alex, Brinny, and our very special guest. What the hell?
What the hell?
Hail.
Happy Hump Day.
Happy Hump Day to you, too. So how are you, darling? How was your week?
I mean,
we're all a little worried about you right now.
Are we?
Wait, what?
Well, yeah, Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
Oh, right.
Oh, God, dude, come on.
People
Seriously?
Are stoked for your Valentine's rant. They really
yeah,
want it.
People are already looking forward to it.
It wasn't even a rant. It was
guys,
literally
what would you call
it's
it?
It's a trigger. Be careful.
Yeah. All right.
It's a trigger. Oh, my God, right. You guys. Piss off.
We love
because
you,
Because I so, I know. I love you guys, too. No, because... First of all, I talk angrily 24/7. Like, people who don't know me are like, oh, and I'm like, oh, I apologize. This is who I am as a human being. Yeah. Get used to
Why
it.
Why are you
I'm
yelling?
Just
I'm not.
Angry.
I'm just talking.
Yeah.
What?
I've definitely yeah. had people say that to me. In fact, I've had my wife say that to yeah. me. Stop yelling.
Yes.
I'm not yelling. Yeah. I'm actually.
People actually
like, you
actually
know
aggravate
me
wrong.
Better than anybody. Stop acting like you don't know that I can get loud.
Yeah, yeah. But now you're
I'm
sort of angry and
a loud
talking
human.
Your, in your loud way.
It's me.
Yep. I'm the problem. It's me. Hey.
I mean, that is not the whole song, but that line is truly a motto to my life. But
it really has become a thing. It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me.
Yeah. It's me. For sure. Absolutely. 100% me. But I hate because you start to go on and you see it's social media really is what it is. But it's like girls, you aren't alone today. Don't worry. Hey, everyone, here's some ideas to not feel lonely on Valentine's Day. Swipe right to read. I'm like, what the f? It's Tuesday. What? Valentine's Day is on Tuesday this year, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just shut the fuck up, dude. Like, we don't need, like, we aren't actually getting through a real life crisis here. It's a fucking made up day. And here you guys are staring at each other on the screen like I'm ranting again.
What?
I'm passionate over the fact that it's bullshit. I see you guys side eyeing each other.
Well, I mean,
and she delivers.
It's what we wanted. Thank you so much.
I guess.
She delivers.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
Before we get to a bad advice, and we even have a letter for you, so Sarah's going to read that to you. I have
God,
a couple,
is it about fucking Valentine's Day?
No. I have a couple questions. Because Sarah had been talking about how beautiful Michael B. Jordan is.
Oh,
it sounded weird coming out. Like, Michael Jordan, wait a minute. That's not... It's Michael B. Jordan. She was like, oh, he's so beautiful. I have a question for you, V. Have you ever saw someone, whether it be in a club or just someone you worked with or however you might see meet people where you were like, God, I want to suck that guy's dick?
Yes. But I... What?
I'm curious.
You've never seen a woman somewhere and be like, I would ravage the fuck out of
her
body.
Yes, no, I have, but I've never thought specifically, like, I really want to eat her pussy and then nothing else. Like, I've never thought, I just want to
lick
her pussy.
Oh, well, I guess if I'm thinking
then...
about doing all the things that
okay, so it's not
dick is just part of it.
The question to me, or the question in my mind is that, is there anyone that you've seen where you just thought, I just want to fucking do that to that guy, and that's it?
Oh,
let me suck that guy's.
God.
Okay. What about you?
No.
I can honestly say that when I see someone attractive, I'm not thinking about sucking their dick. I'm like, I would like to, you know, just feel that body and kiss those.
Yeah, lay on top of me.
Okay.
I'd love to feel how heavy you are.
Yeah. How much do you weigh? Prove it.
Yeah.
Prove it.
Crossed me.
Okay. I was just curious. Here's one more question.
It's never crossed my mind those exact words.
The interesting thing to me is that it would be weird to think that you would somehow get pleasure by giving them pleasure, even though they don't know you and they are going to walk away having just gotten a blowjob. And you're
get pleasure from that, but it's definitely from someone that I
care about,
right?
That I like and know.
Yeah, I'll give you a quickie. Oh, really? Want your dick sucked? All right, let's do this. Boom. But randoms.
No.
Like, hey, I got a gift for you. I don't know you, but hold still.
But Michael B. Jordan comes in here.
No, I wouldn't just blow him.
You wouldn't just blow him.
Oh, please. That guy would be like, 57-year-old white lady, get out of here.
We're not in the real world, obviously. Oh. You're blowing Michael B. Jordan.
What's he doing to me?
Nothing.
He would say that about anyone who probably wasn't like a grade A piece of supermodel ass.
Right.
Like, well, I don't think even age. Like... That guy doesn't
like even
fuck
me in my prime, 19 years old and as hot as I ever was, would not. He'd be all, yeah, could you give me a coffee?
Yeah, he's like,
are you like an assistant here?
Do you work here? Or? Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
here's the next question.
More sugar.
V. Hale. You are, let's say.
Is this from you or is this the listener?
No, this is stuff that's come up that I was through the show I made some notes and was like, I just want to ask V. Hale a few questions before we start on other stuff.
Got it.
Okay. If you're in a relationship and you catch your partner jacking off with your underwear in their face, like they're smelling your pussy through your dirty
through
underwear.
Through your dirty underwear.
Are you insulted?
No.
Are you pissed off? Or are you like, oh, that's kind of hot?
I think I'm weirded out a little.
Weirded out.
Yeah, I've never heard, like, I've heard of the, like, joking panty sniffers, but I didn't know that was, like, a real thing, dude. I don't know. I don't think I'd shame them, but that's a lie. I think I might shame them. Like, bro, you went in the dirty hamper? Like, that's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, it's disgusting.
Kind of.
But it's your scent that they're masturbating to. They're thinking about boning you. This is your partner. And they're smelling your pussy that you left after a full day of wearing that underwear. And no, it's a thing.
I think I would just be like, oh, how sad that you're doing that.
You'd be bummed at John if he did that.
I wouldn't be bummed, but I'd be sad that I discovered him. I really feel like that's something that should be...
Yeah, like...
It's fine. Do it. Go through. Get my underpants. Stick them on your face. Jack yourself. Fine. I don't want to walk in on that. Hide that. If I walk in, tuck it under
well,
the pillow.
I would like to think that guys hide their masturbation from their partners, yeah, unless it's mutual
I hardly
in the middle
ever,
of sex.
I've hardly ever caught him doing it.
Yeah, I don't want to... I mean, I remember someone saying to us that their partner jacks off with them in the bed right next to him. And I thought, I wouldn't do that.
I have definitely woken up to that.
Oh.
Yeah, I have too. I think
where John's jacking it right there in bed next to you.
Yes.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never done
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we've talked about
have you done that, Brandon?
Makes me feel like a bad wife, actually.
I don't think so.
You done that, Alex?
Just go somewhere
I'll
else
go to the bathroom
it
or something, yeah.
Yeah. John doesn't fucking bother. You know, we had Tempur-Pedic. We had a Tempur-Pedic bed, and so it, you know, you like can't move
can't
that
feel
thing. You can't
side
feel the other
right
side. And it was split. It was a split mattress too. Like one, you know,
oh,
you put
right,
a head up. So it was like being in two separate beds. And I think it was the covers kind of woke me up. Like there was like slight movement
because the hand is hitting the top of the
I
sheets.
Guess so. And but the lights were off and his iPad was on with no sound or anything. But I could tell he was jacking off. And I was like, well, I'm just going to pretend I'm asleep. I want no fucking part of that. It's like 2 a.m.
Oh.
Forget it.
Really? You didn't even like...
Fuck that noise.
Acknowledge...
Absolutely not. I was like...
She might have had to do something then, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to have to do anything.
Oh, my God.
You don't
God
want to be called into duty?
No. John's found me. John's walked
Jordan
in on me probably more times than I've walked in on him.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like usually right when I get into bed, like if I'm thinking, well, I'll just get myself real quick
helps
with a vibrator. And he does, helps you fall
yeah
asleep.
Uh-huh.
And, or, you know, if I'm just randomly feeling like, well, it's, I haven't done that for a while, I'll try that. John's walked in a few, like, you know, I usually do that right when I get into bed. He feels like I just got in bed, so he can walk right on in and, you know, hey, what about,
oh,
you know.
Right.
Which is why quiet ones are great. And also, keep the covers on, you know. But I usually make sure that he's like settled somewhere
before
I do that.
Yeah. I thought it takes you like 10 seconds, Sarah.
It doesn't take long, but I do try to like hold it off. Like I, you know, I don't.
I see.
Sometimes
yeah. I don't know why you would rush it. It should feel good. It's like reading a book. The book itself is good.
That's different.
You're not just trying to get the end.
I am just trying to get the end most of the time.
Oh.
You know, just it can be really really quick. But you know, you want to feel it for a while. And if you hold it off a little bit, sometimes you can build up to
a
really good one.
Get a much better finish. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, those were a couple questions for you. I was just curious.
That's it?
Yeah. Panty sniffing's weird. I wonder if that's like a thing now.
It's
for
a thing.
Sure a thing.
It's
so
starting to question.
Let me tell you the story just so you understand.
Yes.
This story was told to me by someone we worked with who said, yeah, my partner takes the panties and smells them when he jacks off. And I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. Like, who does that?
And then you went home and did it.
Well, not right away, but there was eventually a point where I saw, you know, and I went, oh, I'll check that out. And there's no question the smell of your female is a turn on. Mm-hmm. There's no question.
Huh.
You don't think the smell of sex between you and your partner is hot?
No, I'm saying, huh. Like, I guess I'm understanding what you're saying.
So it's not the panty as in like I want to wear it or wear it on my head.
No,
whoever said that.
I understand
it's
that.
The smell
I guess
of
pussy
while you're jacking
yeah
off, and probably I'm usually looking at pictures as well. But that's the like,
yeah,
it's like a how do you
power
know,
boost?
Yeah, it's like it kicks the yeah, yeah, power
high
boost
gear
is the best. Yes, there's another added element.
All of my senses are immersed.
Yep. Yeah, it's hot. I don't know why. I mean. I guess what I was expecting, or I assume, is there were women out there who would be like, fucking gross. I'm insulted. And I'd think, like, well, I understand you don't really get men, but men are into pussy. Like, well, I
yeah,
should say
I
heterosexual men are into pussy.
Insulted because it's you. So, like, obviously that's working for you. But I think it would be a stunning entrance for me. Like, I would be, yeah. It would be jarring to see that. I would
what are you doing?
Have to leave and take a minute.
I'm sure if he heard you coming, he would have thrown the things. But, you know, if you catch him with his feet, you know, what
and
are
he's
you?
All, huh?
I'm chloroforming myself with your underwear. I mean,
stay back. I'm going to pass out.
It's not something he's going to be thrilled about. He got caught. I'm just trying to say that's the, you know, the whole God. Just wanted to ask. Read your letter to us now, please.
So this is the same lady who wrote you last week.
Oh, boy.
She has more to say after we talked about it.
She wants to be more judgy?
No. My apologies to V. Hill. It starts.
Oh. Okay.
She clearly wants to find someone. As a listener, my immediate response to the January 18th show being a letdown was due to the unwillingness to try the website and all the no's. No, I'm not going to go on an app where you have to fucking pay when the show was offering to pay. My point was, why not try it? Then there would be another tangible thing to talk about on the show to give some updates. Props to you for now, in fact, trying that tame dating site. That frankly does sound lame with very few options in the area. I was clearly wrong regarding the website.
Oh, well, that was nice.
Very rare that someone...
You know, another listener messaged me and said I tried before I had come back and said, oh, I tried it when we were talking about it. And I was like, oh, okay, tame, I'll try it out. They said because of the show, they too tried it. And then after they heard what I said they only had four options in their area.
Pick one of these douchebags. All the other ones have been picked.
Like, that's... I feel that's a major downfall of being new dating app, I guess. But four? Come on. Pay for some advertising and marketing, right?
Yeah, and they were not the best contestants, so...
Well, my email was not intended to annihilate you.
Thought it was over.
If you... No, it goes on. In fact, it starts shitting on me next.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Oh, this will be...
It's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's funny, actually. Sometimes you just can't. Sometimes I read to a certain point in an email, and then we all start talking about it, and I never go back and finish up with the, but she has thoughts that she wants to make sure are out there.
All right.
He or she, I don't know who this is. I did not intend to annihilate you. If you feel I did, I sincerely apologize. V. Hill.
Oh, well, that's sweet.
Wow, that never happens.
It literally never happens. It's a first for me, and thank you.
V. Hill, please note, Sarah did not completely read my email, where at the end I say how I'm wishing V. Hill the best of luck in her search and hope she can find happiness, like Coco seems to have found.
Yeah.
Rubbing nose on that a little bit.
You didn't read that part.
On that note, can we get a Coco Secret Show check-in sometime? Fine with me. She seems busy.
Yeah.
She's got a whole life
She's
going
out
on
living
that
her
we
best
gave
life.
Her.
But good for this lady. Look, having done this job for over 30 years, since I'm like 20 or something, normally the cannonballs don't ever, you know, you just take those hits and that person moves on with their life. Very rare that someone comes back and says, either A, I shouldn't have shot that thing, or B, I'm sorry, I just flew off the hand. So good on this lady.
Well, and it's refreshing because even now, like, with social media, like, there's just trolls behind keyboards, like, giving their input and their opinion, and it's trash. So to have this person write in and actually, like, follow up and say that is refreshing, surprising, and thank you very much. Yep.
There's Indeed. More. I don't want to not read every word of this.
Oh, wow.
So
you already screwed up for
properly
first one.
Chastised.
Here we go.
Anyway, V. Hill, you know yourself. And yes, you should be picky when trying to find someone. My point was perhaps try to be a bit more open, like someone a few years older than you were thinking, which I can get behind. Listen, I'm going to try and get Village out of here for Bottle Rock.
But why so much older? I'm already shooting 6 years older.
45 years
I'm 39. Yeah.
You'll be 40 next year. 15 years won't seem like all that much, will it?
15? You want to hook me up with what?
I'm 15 years older than you. You don't want to hook up? Come on.
Get her, V.
No. Dude, you want to hook me up with a 55-year-old?
I'm saying broaden your horizons on where you might find somebody that
Oh,
you,
my God.
Hold on.
That's now, not broadening my horizons.
Are you sure?
V, let me just tell you something. Sarah has sampled this young man that we're talking
about.
He's
not young, and I have not sampled him.
Oh, that's even more of a no.
No, 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 it's perfect. He fucked her brains out. Solid. Like, she loved it.
I don't even remember it.
Gross.
What?
I don't remember. I have no memory. No, I know that we did it, but I don't remember. We've been friends for years.
How the fuck is this selling him to her?
She doesn't want to hear that he fucked me one time.
He fucked her so hard she forgot about it.
Yeah. Fuck her brains right out.
Okay. No, that makes it even... No, thank you. No, thank you.
I don't know, man.
And 55
you know what, though? It's on Village. Village will see... Oh. She's right up Village's alley. Like, he likes him brusque. He likes him angry.
He thinks he does until they actually... You know, till he loves him. And then he's like, ow.
You're
ow,
hurting me.
Ow.
Yeah, he's from Boston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a Boston dude.
55,
and he's kind of grizzled. It's great.
Come on.
So, I think that if...
But, hey, V, but he's got the asshole of a 20-year-old.
Oh.
What does that mean? Yeah.
Well, she likes to toss salad.
Oh, I didn't know. Not at 55.
What? What's the difference?
I don't know. Guys, I don't care. There is nothing you could say to me right now that will make me date a 55-year-old.
Well, and also...
That's fucking weird. If you're closer to my parents' age than you are to me, that's a problem.
So here's the thing, though. This is going to come back to Village. Like, you're going to meet him, maybe, unless you run away or something, because you're too afraid to meet someone. So you're going to meet him, and then it's on him. What am I... You know, I've done my part. I've put you guys in the same place together.
But you haven't done a part. I don't wanna.
Well,
don't make me, and you can't make me. Yeah. I don't wanna.
You're gonna meet him. He's gonna
that's
be
insane.
Out. Are you gonna hang out with me at Bottle Rock?
Yeah.
Well, then you're gonna be hanging out with Village.
Okay.
He's gonna come.
Let me flip the script here. Right. If you weren't married or whatever, and I'm like, hey, Sarah, I have this really awesome 70-year-old.
He'd actually have to be. How old would he have to be? He'd have to be like 72 or 3 for him to be the same.
Okay,
age
it makes
difference.
It worse. Go on. Okay. What's your answer?
Well, I don't know. Let's meet him. What do I care? I'm not going to marry anybody again.
No,
I'm not having any more kids.
Oh, my God.
That's not true. Maybe someone's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Was he cool when he was 60? Was he cool when he was 40?
Full of shit.
That's true. I am full of shit. But I'm also a lot older than you.
When you were like sowing your wild oats back then, what was the oldest you hooked up with? Was there a 45-year-old or 35-year-old that you banged?
Yes.
Yeah, so you were 20 years old and banging 15-year-old gaps, right?
Oh, more than
that's
that.
That's completely different.
I was 20
when you're
years
20.
Old. And I banged a 50-year-old.
How's that different, V?
Yeah, I was 30 years older than that.
Okay, you just said I was 20 years old, and then you just said I was 30 years old.
I was 20 years old, and the guy was 30 years older than me. That's what
you
I said.
You banged a 50-year-old when you were 20?
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Weren't you like, you're old ass, get off me?
You know the story.
I do know the story, but I'm trying to make you tell it.
I'm not going to tell it.
Why not?
Because I'm just not going to.
It was
someone I shouldn't have banged, and he shouldn't have banged me, and we banged.
Did he show you the ways of the world?
No.
Did you see?
He didn't want me to touch his head because he had a weave on. There was that.
Oh.
He said, don't touch my hair?
Well, I went to, you know, put my hands in his hair. And
he's like, duh.
And I felt a bump or two. Or three.
And you still boned him?
I think I was boning him when that happened.
Oh, God. Yeah. He was in you?
This is so many.
Do you have a great dick or what?
I don't really remember.
Did you have it in your mouth, too?
Probably.
You gave him head, too?
Probably. I truly don't remember a lot about it.
You don't?
No.
Why not?
Did you shower after because you felt dirty? Like, what the fuck?
Well, you'd shower anyway.
Like, I was just violated by an old
You know what
man?
I really remember the most about that entire experience? And by the way, 50's not old, bitch. So,
it is when you're 20 years old. That is an old man.
That's
when
true.
You are 20, a 50-year-old that you are having sex with is old. Sorry.
So afterward, we're hanging out. He's rich, too. So he had this baller pad. And we're hanging out in his kitchen. And he's like, hey, let's make shrimp and eggs. I'm like, all right, whatever. So he had this like block of shrimp in his freezer, and he was like chipping shrimp out. This is like what I remember about this entire experience. And then, so I'm like scrambling up, you know, in a bowl, scrambling the eggs.
He made you make the breakfast?
Well, he's chipping out the shrimp.
Uh-huh.
And then we sauteed. But then he bitched that my eggs were too dry. I was like, dude, make your own fucking eggs. Like, I thought we were making like a meal together, and my contribution's dry. So quit your bitching about it. What am I going to do about it now? I'll make you a new batch.
That's how many times you bone him? Like,
just once. That was the one
child, and
that
he was being a father.
That's the one thing I remember. Yes, he was being like a father.
Did he get behind you, exactly. Or was it just face to face lovemaking?
I honestly, I swear to you, the things I remember of the actual thing was that he had some kind of hairpiece on. Uh-huh. And that he complained that my eggs were too dry, and he was chipping shrimp off a block of frozen.
You know
why
you can't
remember
it all the way? Because our body, our brain does this amazing thing when we've gone through a tragic, traumatic event that it fucking blocks it out for us. So be thankful. That's why, because you were 20 and he was 50. It's insane.
I might have been 21 or two.
Oh, that makes it different. Okay. Well, you're right.
Then, shit.
You deserved
it
then.
Who am I to say anything about that? You and your dry eggs.
Okay, there's more here.
Oh.
We're not done yet.
We're still not done with that same email?
No, same email. Still
okay.
Going.
Dude.
Well, I don't want to. I knew it was going to happen too as soon as we said someone a few years older and then she'd go off. Okay, so just so this person can't write again. I mean, you can write again. You can write as many times as you want, but they can't complain that I didn't finish their email.
All right.
Take your own advice, V. Hale. Get out there. Yes, maybe with friends or friends of friends. We listeners would love to hear tales of the good, the bad, and the ugly. And it's true. If you went out more and actually stood up and got actual credit for on your watch instead of just shaking your hand like you're jerking someone off.
I've never seen a just jack off motion and get my rings closed. That is ridiculous.
You're welcome for your first.
That'll be the clip of the day, though.
Yeah,
sure.
It's perfect.
Yeah, I'm sure Michael will love that one. Your tale is a good. No, actually, I think it's absolutely valid. She was doing
she's
done
getting
that.
Her
people,
stand ring.
Yeah, she's getting her stand ring.
Absolutely,
yeah. It just happened to look like something else.
And we were all doing the same motion afterwards.
What did I just
though?
See? Yeah. Oh my god!
So she says most of the good. V Hale, we would love you to be happy, single, happy, or with someone happy. Wishing you the best. Love to you all. Hope you all get laid, especially V Hale. LGs.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Now,
yeah, I mean, I know I'm
email.
The first to say I need to go out, but it's just easier said than done.
Yeah, well, it's easier to sit on the couch. Let's face it.
Yeah.
Fight. You guys want to hear a story?
Yeah.
Okay. So my house is chaos. I got some kids. It's ridiculous. I can never get sleep. It's a fucking joke. Like, I get in bed and I'm just like, I don't even know why I'm going to try. It's fucking nonsense trying to get sleep around here. So I get in bed last night. And my four-year-old comes in and wakes me up. And I'm like, go back to bed.
I wanted to ask you about
so
this.
So then she comes back in again. And I don't know, 30 minutes later, wakes me up again. I'm like, please go back to bed. You're killing dad. You're killing me. Then I don't know how much time passes, but I hear some noise. I hear the dog barking.
And you hear, like, you think it's her feet.
I thought
feet
I heard
going.
Feet running down the hall, so I figured it was just her. So I just laid in bed and stayed there and tried to stay under the covers and go back to sleep, which I did. It turns out, in the middle of the night last night, someone tried to open our front door at our house, and the dog barking was because someone was at the front door pulling
on
the...
Oh my gosh.
Like pulling
clicking
on...
and pulling and...
So the missus had gotten up to go get the dog. I assumed, again, I'm in bed, and I'm probably, at this point, only an hour or two from having to get up and leave for work. So it's, I don't know what time it was. The missus gets up. She's like, oh my God, the dog is freaking out at the door. So this wasn't, it had nothing to do with our youngest. Our youngest must have fallen back asleep. She goes to the cameras, and there's a lady in a bathrobe pulling on our front door as if she's trying to get in.
Oh, my God.
So
what?
It's got to be a neighbor, right?
Well, so the missus is looking at the camera going, what the fuck? And calls 911. Like, there's somebody outside our house.
And clearly in distress.
Trying to get in. So she opens the door once she's seen the camera and this person's gone. So then she's on the phone with the police. And the police say, one of your neighbors is calling us right now. Apparently, this person is trying their front door, too.
Mm. Oh, my God.
So,
did the cops come and
the cops
her
came,
up?
And we still don't have an answer as about what happened, but it sounds like someone was either sleepwalking or someone with dementia, but it was a lady in a bathrobe trying to get into our house at whatever time in the morning.
Oh, that's sad crazy. If that's what it was.
It's
so
super
sad.
It's incredibly, like, the whole thing
and
is
older,
freaky.
Older, or what did you say?
I don't, she said older lady, but I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means.
And you guys are the first house on the block, so.
We're one of the houses, but.
That would be like.
It's a weird
there,
place for her to
house.
Be.
Yeah.
It's not a place you'd just be walking. Like, in the city, you could walk down any street and there's random doors and homes and apartments and whatever. Where we live. She's got to be a neighbor suffering from either sleepwalking or dementia. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because there's no place you'd have come from nearby other than our neighborhood.
At least it wasn't like a psycho dude trying to break into your house. Not that that's not jarring, but I'm saying at least like.
Yeah, I hate to say it.
Days after it's like.
Feels less crazy if it's a woman than if it's a man. Not that women can't be crazy.
Well, and a woman in her bathrobe who thinks it's her house instead of like.
Right. That can still be dangerous. Right.
Well,
oh my God.
After
that's
the
so
fact,
crazy.
It was like, is this person in distress or is this person having
well,
dementia?
Well, that's what I thought you were going to say. Like, did they need help?
Did they need
they
help?
Were like,
but if you needed help, wouldn't you be yelling, help, 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 help?
Yeah. And it does, you know what? It that sounds terrible and you would be, but like in this day and age, people will say that to get you to open a door. Like, how many times do you see on the news, like these crazy people are like, oh, I have your, like, it's just not a world where you can open your door.
I pulled over to help someone with a flat tire.
And they drove
and
off
they
with my
stole
car.
My car. Or
in a best case scenario.
Right. So, yeah.
And my body was found by the side of the road.
Anyway, I didn't know about.
And I was also dead.
I didn't know about any of this until, I don't
7:30?
Know. 7:30? Yeah. Sarah heard me talking to Christina and I was in the middle of going, wait, what? That wasn't our daughter. That was a random old lady in a bathrobe.
That is so weird.
That's such a crazy story.
So hopefully I'll have more info tomorrow, but I don't want to talk about it on the regular air because it's kind of gnarly.
It is. Well, I mean, at some point you may find that it can be packaged for the regular air.
Sure.
But, you know, here where we're kind of a mess, we just go for it.
Right.
All right. Thank you.
We're
are
our
done.
Real selves.
we're our actual selves and we talk like fucking adults.
Here's a crazy story that happened to me and I'm going to hit the post. 97.3.
I don't have enough time to tell you.
All right, B-Hale, thank you. Write to us anytime. People listening out there, Bryn@RadioAlice.com, Bryn@RadioAlice.com. Bryn, need those magic words.
The end.
All right.